Well, as we begin to wrap up the school year, a lot of fun things happen. Of course, finals, exams, maybe not so fun, but a lot of award ceremonies for kids who have really done an amazing job throughout the school year. Tom Isbell has to make a lot of sacrifices in his work at the theater department here at UMD. For example, he had to accompany a bunch of award-winning students to the Kennedy Center America College Theater Festival not long ago, and he joins us on the phone to talk about it a little bit this morning, our guest on Radio Theater here on KUMD. Hey, Tom, good morning. That must have been really tough for you.
Good morning. Oh, it was so tough. Life is so hard.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. All that talent and you.
Yeah.
That didn't come out right.
Well, that's true. I mean, what we get to do here is we get to ride on the students' coattails, and there are some long coattails here. So it's a pretty good job.
It's a great job.
Yeah.
One of your award-winning or nominated students. Actually, Jason Speeters was here at KUMD for a while, so we'll be able to ride on his coattails also.
Good, I like that.
Yeah, poor kid's not going to be able to move.
So, he'll manage.
So tell us about the UMD Theater Department contingent.
Well, three were chosen to go to the Kennedy Center. One, Eric Meixelsperger, wrote a 10-minute play that was one of the top four in the entire country. And so he had his play read there by professional actors, and that was fantastic. And then Jason Speeters and his acting partner, Kayla Peters, were the single top acting duo. He was the top actor from our eight-state region. So he represented our eight states, and they went to the Kennedy Centers along with, so there were eight Irene Ryan nominees and their eight partners, and then they vied for the prestigious Irene Ryan Scholarship, all part of the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, and they give out 14 acting awards based on that week and that night of auditions, and Jason and Kayla, between them, took home six of those awards. It was an embarrassment of riches, but no one's complaining. Don't get
me wrong. Wow, that is astonishing.
It is astonishing, and one of them, it's hard to keep track of all of them, and several are fantastic. I mean, there's Jane Alexander, the Academy Award-nominated actress, has started a new acting scholarship, and this is the first year, and she was there, and she chose Jason. And it's an enormous cash prize, and he got to meet her and talk with her. And so he's the recipient of the first Jane Alexander Acting Award. He, perhaps one that will have a lasting impact on his career, is he's chosen as one of 20 apprentices in the whole country to spend a year at the Actors Theater of Louisville, and which is a fantastic theater organization. And that was one he had been hoping for all year. He was chosen to participate in the Shakespeare Theater Company in Washington, D.C., to be in two plays, provided housing, a stipend, et cetera. Unfortunately, that one conflicts with the Actors Theater of Louisville.
Ooh.
I know. That's the only negative was he got too many offers. And then he also won a new play acting award. He did a play by a fellow student, Colleen Lefebvre, and he was recognized for his work doing that. And then Kayla won two awards. She won a three-week residency at a National Stage Combat Workshop in North Carolina and a three-week residency at the Commedia dell'Arte, physical theater workshop in California. So just they did so well. And, you know, everyone adored them, the other students, and they had a great time, and they had took master classes. It was a wonderful week, and for me to witness that and be a part of it was just the greatest joy and blessing.
You know, I went to a university. Now, of course, this was a long time ago. I mean, you and I remember because our class books, you know, were chiseled on stone.
And they were slate.
Yeah. They were, yeah. And I remember this was a long time ago. I understand that. I mean, we did have the playwriting class with Will himself. And this was supposed to be, the university where I went was supposed to be a really big deal for theater. And we had a lot of guests come in who were waiters. We had a lot of people who came in who lived in New York and were waiting tables. And I'm just wondering, is UMD beginning to get a reputation for being a really excellent training ground for people who really do want to make a living doing this? It's an impossibly difficult thing to do
right.
And to make a living at.
Right.
But is UMD beginning to creep up the ladder of, hey, you know, I want to do theater. Oh, you got to go to UMD.
Well, I think, you know, I think we have been there for a while. I mean, I know before I even came here, there were a couple plays that went to the Kennedy Center, you know, chosen productions. Brett Rickaby in 1985 won the National Irene Ryan Scholarship. In the last 15 years, we've had seven Irene Ryan winners go to Washington, which is basically unprecedented in our eight-state region. We've also taken, I think, five plays to the Kennedy Center, which I think there's only two other universities in the country that have surpassed us. And I know even in 2002, when we took the movie game there, that Greg Henry, the artistic director of KCACTF, called UMD a flagship theater department in the country. And so, you know, we actually, I don't think, advertise ourselves enough in terms of the good work that our students do. And we're in a great location because we can attract all these wonderful students. For, you know, there's so many good students here, and that Kate Horvath works with and develops, and all the universe and the high schools, and then, you know, all these students from Minneapolis, the Minneapolis region, and they've grown up on good theaters, seeing things at the Guthrie and everywhere else. And so, yeah, and they're good people. It's a good time to be here. It is.
Well, that's the nice thing about, for the most part, about Minnesota actors, is they just don't know how to be divas.
Yeah, we're trying to teach them. We got a whole new class. It's just not working. No.
When they went to the Kennedy Center, did they offer people coffee and bars?
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, nonstop. Yeah.
And smiled at everybody.
They smiled all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, all right. Well, maybe something to work on. I mean, that may be part of an advanced curriculum at some point. But, Tom, you've got to be just about as proud of these people as you can possibly be.
I am. And, you know, what was especially exciting, we've had, you know, again, all these students who have succeeded in the past, who have gone there. And what I liked about Jason and Kayla in particular is that they won in January on the Guthrie stage, and Jason said, "We got to keep working." And we, you know, we had a rehearsal time every single week, and that kind of work ethic, I love that. And you must have experienced that working with him before. I mean, he's just someone who is personable and who works so hard. And Kayla also, and I love that when that's rewarded.
Well, that is really terrific, and congratulations to you, congratulations to those students, and that's the kind of radio theater we like hearing about, in particular.
Absolutely, yes. Well,
Tom,
thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You bet.
Tom Isbell from the UMD Theater Department joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. It is Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30 here on Northland Morning.